You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Perfection Theater presents alternative endings to classic movies.
There he is, Buford. If I done blew them away with my shotgun, would that pep you up some?
Sure would.
Hang on, Deli. We have trouble.
I have one word for them.
I heard that, you some...
Hey, Buford, that poor guy's only got one finger.
Give me that shotgun, you dumb... Hey, it's jammed, dadgummit.
Hey, Buford, that smoke pouring out of the engine.
Oh, shit.
You shut up.
Son of a...
You're gonna take it to perfection.
Where'd you now, Billy?
Let's just see more of this beautiful land called America. They obviously didn't have their truck serviced at Perfection Auto Works.
Saved our lives, man.
Sometimes life is just too easy, but don't just rely on luck for your next adventure. And get that car or truck inspected before that summer trip. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
The John C. Scott Show is paid for by the John C. Scott Company, LLC. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and most listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today, Matt Klink, one of the most respected GOP consultants in America from Los Angeles. By the way, Matt has more than 30 years of experience working on complex, controversial, and high-profile issues for public and private sector clients, as well as candidates for elective office and ballot measures throughout the states of the United States. Matt holds a MA in political management from George Washington University, Graduate School of Political Management, and a BA in history from the University of California at Berkeley. He is the General Secretary and Board Member of the International Association of Political Consultants. Here's Matt Klink from Los Angeles. Hi, Matt.
Hi, John. Happy Saturday to you.
Thank you so very, very much. Let's talk guns, if you don't mind. Enough, says the President of the United States. That was on Thursday. He delivered an impassioned address to the nation, imploring Congress to take action against gun violence after the mass shooting in Texas. He says if legislators fail to act, he warned, voters should use their outrage to turn into a central issue, guns, in the November midterm elections. What are the chances of guns being a major issue in the midterms, Matt Klink?
None at all. It's not going to be a major issue. The most important issue for this election is going to be the lackluster economy and runaway inflation that the Biden administration has caused. And, you know, Joe, the president's remarks on Thursday, that they didn't, or was it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, yes, right.
Yeah. Thursday. They didn't help the situation. They were just Democrat talking points. if he just stays out of the way, there might be some modest gun control reforms or gun safety reforms that could be put in place. But his rhetoric just simply, it may appeal to his base, but it didn't move anybody. And again, it was another missed opportunity for what is proving to be a failed presidential administration.
Well, there's a failed something when we see so many dead from guns in America. Somebody has to do something. What would you suggest they do? You would think this is intolerable to see so many dead.
I mean, look, we can talk about it. I mean, look, Chicago had 797 people slain by a gun in 2021. Last night in Phoenix, one dead, eight injured. So, I mean, they may point to these one-off disasters that are the gun disasters that are horrific. But again, this is the case where the rhetoric on both sides gets in the way of practical solutions. I mean, here's one. Let's keep guns out of the hands of crazy people. Here's another one. Let's harden schools so that, unlike what happened in Uvalde, Texas, the shooter can't sneak in through a back door to the school. Let's have cops in schools. Oh, but wait, the Democrats removed cops from schools because they said it sent the wrong message. I mean, there's so much name game and finger pointing going on here that nothing is ever going to get done. But the solution is not to take guns away from law-abiding American citizens. That I can certainly tell you.
Well, the gunmen in two of the nation's most recent mass shootings, Matt Klink, legally bought their semi-automatic rifles they used in the massacres after they turned 18, and that's prompting Congress and some governors and state lawmakers to, I guess you could say, revisit the idea and the question of whether to raise the minimum age of purchasing these high-powered weapons. Is that a possible solution to these so many dead?
It might be a partial solution, but again, I mean, look, they've now, you'll notice that they've had a subtle but an important change in rhetoric. It's no longer semi-automatic assault rifles. They now refer to semi-automatic weapons, which would also include things like the Glock and a Sig Sauer handgun and things of that nature. I mean, you already have, 12 million AR-15s in the United States. You probably have an equal number of Glocks or Sigs that are used for personal self-defense and ironically enough, the same weapons that the bodyguards to many of our members of Congress use. So, and this is where it gets to the slippery slope. Look at what Joe Biden talked about. He talked about banning assault weapons, okay? Well, he has to get specific. He brought up 9mm, which is one of the most popular class of weapons in the United States. He talked about enacting red flag laws. That's great, except people are entitled to due process. So, the devil is in the details. He talked about repealing liability protections for gun manufacturers. That would be the equivalent of saying that if I crash into someone in my car, that the person that I hit could sue the car maker because the car didn't work properly. So, I mean, look, a lot of these are just liberal tropes that get trotted out. Joe Biden knows that nothing's going anywhere. And I will point out, look at what he said in 1985. I'm convinced that a criminal who wants a firearm can get one through illegal, untraceable, unregistered sources with or without gun control. The bottom line is that we should be focused on removing guns from the hands of people who shouldn't have them and not targeting the overriding number of Americans who obey and follow the law. And the problem is that the Democrats want to disarm constituents that didn't vote for them, and yet the inner cities are a veritable war zone. The seven largest cities with the highest crime rates in the U.S. have one thing in common. They're all run by Democrats, and they all have strict gun control, yet people are still dying. That doesn't make the news every single night. So there are no easy solutions to this, and we can get all on our rhetorical high horses, but it will not be easy. And Joe Biden, again, he just, the one who was supposed to unite us has succeeded in further dividing this country.
There's no question, of course, that the president repeated his call to restore the ban on the sale of the assault-style weapons with the high-capacity magazines. What is the purpose of this gun other than to kill a great many people in a very short period of time? I mean, is this a self-defense weapon? No. It is to kill a large number of people in a very short period of time.
They don't even have the Democratic votes in Congress to pass what you just talked about. So that sounds great, but there aren't even the Democratic votes in the House to move that through the House. And the Democrats know that. So you get people like Joe Biden up there crowing away, realizing that what he talked about will never happen. So I think that if people were serious about doing something, he should have just kept his mouth shut and let the group of six Republican and Democrat senators who are talking continue to work their way through and get some modest form of gun control or gun safety. That probably is a good first start, but Joe Biden just couldn't stay quiet. He doesn't understand the power of the bully pulpit, and he's just abusing his powers as president of the United States.
You cannot look at the pictures of those fourth graders. You can't look at them without not being shocked and disturbed to the point at the very core of every human being who looks at those. This has to stop. Please tell me, Matt Klink, how do you stop this? How do you stop this? How do you stop it?
I don't have an answer, okay. But you know, there was a 9-year-old boy that was killed in Philadelphia on Memorial Day. That picture is equally as trash. I mean, this happens every single weekend in America's largest cities. Where's the publicity on that? You know, I will go back to what I said earlier. The solution is not to take guns away from law-abiding American citizens and be soft on crime and let criminals out of jail, which is happening across the United States right now.
You're suggesting that there's no reason that we would lower the age of those who buy these guns of mass destruction. That wouldn't make any difference at all?
In the grand scheme of thing, no, I don't think that it would, to be honest with you. I really don't. But again, I'm not...
Background checks mandatory? Give me something that will help this message. John. Somebody has to have a solution to this. Do you have it? No.
No, I don't. But I'm a political consultant. I'm not a gun safety expert. There are people who know this stuff. They know that the assault rifle ban that Clinton ran through in the 90s didn't work, and the Democrats didn't have the votes to renew it then either, like they don't now. So perhaps the parties need to move to the middle and look to do something small, which is politically palatable to both sides.
What would that be?
But I don't know, John. Oh, okay. That's my point. Right. That's not my area of expertise, but I can tell you this: gun safety and gun control, it will be, if the Democrats choose to make it an issue in the 2022 elections, all it's going to do is elect more Republicans.
Well, you are suggesting that there's going to be so many Republicans elected anyway. I don't know how you're going to tell the difference, really, as to why. It's going to be a Republican year, isn't it?
The way it's going, I'm looking at 50-plus seat pickup.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Seriously?
Joe Biden is an absolute disaster, and seats that are Biden plus 8 in 2020 are now looking vulnerable. If you look at the way the rankings are going... gas is, it's doubled in price. Tortillas are up. Meat is up. Inflation is skyrocketing. People are seeing less income at the end of the day. There's a safety of baby formula. The wealthiest country in the world has a shortage of baby formula.
Right. Wait a minute. What about the Senate? Let's talk about the Senate here before we get to baby formula. You've got two Republicans, Pennsylvania and Georgia, with two of the... In fact, both of these people are dumber than 9 chickens. You know, seriously. And I know chickens.
Well,
my father had a chicken hatchery,
I
you know?
Don't know if that, look,
no,
I don't
it's
know if
very Dr. true. It's very true. Yes.
Dumber than 9 chickens. I mean, he is a doctor. Herschel Walker running against Raphael Warnock.
No qualification to be this at all in intellect, intelligence, and in any way, shape, or form. And that's not to suggest in any way, shape, or form anything other than the fact he's just not qualified for this job. But you suggest he is?
I'm curious, John, are there written qualifications, and a reverend is qualified to be in the Senate? I mean, that's the beauty of, John, we're not an oligarchy here. You're not born into citizen legislators. And look, Herschel Walker won the Republican primary fair and square, and he guarantee you he will run a competitive race against Raphael Warnock. And in Pennsylvania, I mean, look, Dr. Oz wasn't my preferred candidate, but the fact that he won, he's running against a man who has some serious heart problems. Serious heart problems. There's questions about whether he will even be alive.
Wait a minute, you're talking about the gubernatorial candidate rather than the Senate candidate.
No. Fetterman, who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He had a heart attack right before the primary. Bottom line, there are no qualifications.
I thought he was the gubernatorial candidate. Did I miss that, a whole thing about Fetterman?
No,
He's running for governor? No, I'm not. All right.
The AG in Pennsylvania is running for governor.
Well, I must have missed that somewhere along the way. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. The Senate, I think, is a toss up. But when the Republicans take the House, the Biden agenda is dead. If the Republicans take the Senate, it means that everything collapses.
Well, for Democrats, this is just a doom and gloom conversation. Let me take a quick break and try to recover from this and come back with you in just a couple of moments. Can you hang on, please?
Got it, of course.
All right, Matt Klink, GOP consultant in Los Angeles. Back in a moment.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Well, speaking of dumber than nine chickens, I don't even know who's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. And the Lieutenant Governor is John Fetterman, I guess, and so running for the U.S. Senate as the Democratic nominee. We're talking with Matt Klink, a GOP consultant in Los Angeles. He's also on Channel 5, one of the most watched news stations in all of America, and a 12 million market in Los Angeles. The political commentary of Matt Klink is heard by more people in one airing of a Channel 5 broadcast than about half of the television stations in America. It's amazing. You've been with the Channel 5, Matt, how long?
Oh, gosh, it's been at least probably 10, 12 years.
Wow.
So, remember, it's L.A., though. They cover car chases and raindrops, so politics comes in a distant third.
Well, that's an amazing television station and amazing numbers that they have as people watch you. Very quickly, as we go through this whole thing, Mark Kelly's leading his potential Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona by double digits, actually. Is Kelly in trouble, even though these figures would suggest he's not at the moment?
No, I think double digits, you should be safe. I would expect that will close. But look, I mean, Mark Kelly has largely run as a fairly moderate Democrat. not like Senator Sinema, who has been more conservative. And again, I think that he will face a tough reelection, but lacking a really credible candidate to run against him, he should be favored to win. It's when you start getting into these House races that things become really, really difficult. Or in, like, for example, Nevada, where Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro, she is really on the hot seat and looking very, very vulnerable right now. It really depends on President Joe Biden and where his standing is as we head into these elections. I mean, right, we thought people couldn't get any worse than Donald Trump's polling numbers. Well, little did we know, Joe Biden has succeeded in doing that. So if that continues to happen, and if the economy, I mean, the Fed's going to raise interest rates by a point coming up. So, I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better for Joe Biden. And if it's not better by October, boy, it's going to be a really, really glum night on November the 8th.
Finally, in the conversation we're having about guns in America, gun sales in Arizona have surged in recent years. Experts say they could jump again, sparked by reports, of course, of these multiple mass shootings. More than 4.3 million background checks on gun purchases in the state over the last decade. One-third of those have come in just the last 2 years. The FBI data shows 61,899 firearm background checks conducted last month, the most for any April since 1999. Matt Klink, yes. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it so much to give you an opportunity to talk this weekend and for you to give us part of your weekend with your commentary. Thanks so very much.
Call me anytime. Great talking to you as always.
I'll do it. Thank you. Matt Klink, GOP consultant in Los Angeles, one of the most respected in all of America. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The other side of the coin, Democrat Don Jorgensen in Seattle, former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County, will get his take on guns after these messages and a world news report at the bottom of the hour.
Perfection Auto Works Theater takes you back to the Roman Empire.
I, Caesar, and that which is the glory of Rome, welcomes its citizens to the opening day of the Colosseum. We dedicate this to you and the glory of Rome, which you are all part. Seize him!
Sadly, Marcus Aurelius was the first man to die in the opening day of the dedication of the Colosseum.
Throughout history, many foolish mistakes have been executed through human error. We at Perfection Auto Works believe that the neglect and lack of maintenance can be just as foolish. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Democratic Party. Don, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Thank you.
Glad to be here, John.
The president said if legislators fail to act, he warned voters should use their outrage concerning the shootings in America and turn it into a central issue in the November midterm elections. Matt Klink, who is a Republican GOP consultant in Los Angeles, says that's foolish. That'll have nothing to do with the midterms. What say you?
Well, I say Matt seems like an intelligent guy, but he was quoting kind of Republican dogma, and I think what they hope will happen, not what will happen, because Americans are outraged. And when over 80% of the country agree on a subject like universal background checks, and the Republicans continue to block it at every step, that's not going away. And the outrage is won't go away either, because already this year, less than 6 months, there have been 27 school shootings in the United States. Think about that. That's more than two a month for a year, and we're not even halfway there. And come fall, if nothing's done, you have to assume the possibility that that could happen again. And I think the Democrats have to continue to push hard. This is the time. The outrage is there. You have the country and everyone but the Republicans behind this issue. And I'll give you one fact that I think ought to be hit on every single day, because this fact was not true a couple of years ago, but it's true today. Shootings are now the number one cause of death for kids in this country. Let me repeat that. Shootings are the number one cause of death for kids in this country.
You know, so it seems to me that we've got to be able to talk about something being done. Background checks seem to be a reasonable alternative to where we are. Also, you have to be in a situation where you have to say, wait a minute, maybe we should ban these AR-15s from 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 20, at least till 21, because we see so many of these young people turning 18, buying a gun, shooting children. I mean, seriously. There's got to be a solution to this. There's got to be a way to reduce the number of the dead children in America. There has to be a way. What is that, Don Jorgensen?
The way already exists, and it's already being proven in several states. There are a number of states, I think at least half a dozen, that have the 21 minimum age to buy assault weapons. I mean, I personally, and a lot of Democrats and independents, think assault weapons ought to be banned, but in this case, you have states like California, like Hawaii, like Connecticut. New York just passed the law to increase that age to 21. I mean, you're a guy, I'm a guy. You know that at 18, you know, the frontal lobes of males' brains are not fully formed, and we've seen one of the results of that. And so that, at a minimum, has to happen. The other piece of legislation that has tremendous support, again, over 70%, are universal background checks to close the gun show loopholes and such. Now, the good thing is all of these laws are being proposed and will be voted on in the House of Representatives very soon. And I think one of the smart things that the Democrats are doing are breaking up the single bill so that Republicans will have to vote on every one of these items separately. And they'll have to go on record as supporting or not raising the age on background checks, on red flag laws, on all the things that have already proven to work in states like Hawaii and Connecticut, which are two of the lowest gun death rate states in the country because they have enacted these laws. So, you know, Republicans say that the laws don't help. That's been proven false. What's happened in the past, 2 weeks in Buffalo and Uvalde and Tulsa have also disproved every single argument that the Republicans have made. They talk about mental health funding, and yet people like Governor Abbott and Doug Ducey continue to cut mental health funding. So that's hypocrisy. They talk about school hardening. Well, Uvalde was hardened, and you saw the failure there. You have idiotic recommendations like that from Ted Cruz to only have one door in and out of a school. I guess he's never heard of fires and the need for exits. And the old trope about a good guy with a gun, which we even heard at the NRA convention after the shooting at Uvalde. Well, you had a lot of good guys standing around with guns doing nothing at Uvalde. You had a good guy in Buffalo who was killed. And so every one of these arguments have failed. And it's time now to turn to the arguments that Democrats have been proposing that have proven to work.
By the way, the gunmen in the two of the nation's most recent mass shootings, as you clearly point out, Don Jorgensen, bought their semi-automatic rifles that they used in the massacres after they turned 18. That's prompted Congress and I guess some governors, as you clearly pointed out, state lawmakers, to revisit this question of whether to raise the minimum age from purchasing such high-powered weapons. There's other states that are going to get involved in this. There's no question about that. That's going to be something that the states will be able to do themselves.
So we'll wait and see.
They can and they have. And here's another state which you'll find very interesting that did this with certain kinds of assault weapons. Florida, with, you know, the Trump light governor, DeSantis, who basically ran on the results of the Parkland shooting down there. And this law passed in Florida, even under Rick Scott, and has stayed in place there and has been effective in the state of Florida. So to say that it can't happen or it won't help has again been proven false. The real question we have now is, again, and we've had this discussion before on other bills, what happens when it goes to the Senate?
You know, we have Matt Klink in Los Angeles and others that are predicting 50-plus of a majority of Republicans in the House and a majority taking over the Senate. This is doom and gloom talk for Democrats, no question about that. What's your take on all of this talk about why even worry about this? The Republicans will rule so formidably that we'll never be able to hear the end of it.
Whenever I hear a Democrat say that, I just want to stand in front of them and say, are you nuts? Because that's the Republican mantra. It's not necessarily reality. When you look at the makeup of the map and what's happening in the Senate, there may be 9 races that will determine what will happen. And Democrats are very solid in those races where we have an incumbent. There are key races, and we have opportunities in states where there's not an incumbent. I'll give you just a couple examples. In Georgia, you have Ralph Warnock versus Herschel Walker. And if you know anything about Herschel Walker's history, other than being a football player, he's a nut and been violent and has had mental issues, gun issues, all of this. And the other side in Pennsylvania, I think you mentioned this one, you have Fetterman versus perhaps Dr. Oz, which is a race now that Democrats could win and actually flip that seat. The key for Democrats is 2 things. Number one is turnout. Number two is getting the right message out there and repeating it again and again, and keep it simple. You know, the vote for Democrats is to support women's rights, voting rights, gun safety, protect Social Security, and democracy itself. I mean, you don't have to go beyond those things, because Republicans has voted against every one of those issues.
I can't believe, Don Jorgensen, that Roe versus Wade is not going to be an issue in this midterm election. And the same thing applies to these mass killings. I don't think you can ignore this. I think a lot of people would suggest, well, it's just something that we can't do anything about if we want to protect gun rights in America. We have to be able to find a way to reduce the slaughter, especially these young children. We just have to find a way. It's unacceptable in a society that is civil. And I'm not so sure that we live in such a society now. We have to find a way to stop this. You just can't look at the dead of these children and say, well, it's just one of those things. It's just something that we have to tolerate in order to have a free society with guns available to all. It's just insane that we cannot find a way to reduce this slaughter. There has to be a way. Wouldn't you suggest there is, Don Jorgensen?
Well, there is, as we've been talking about. There are laws that have proven that will work. The question is, it's finding a way to get either 60 votes in the Senate, which means at least 10 Republicans, or to get 2 Democrats who have failed the party and failed the nation to get rid of the filibuster, if that's what it takes. So that is the way, because the will is there, the support of the American people in numbers we've not seen for any other issue are there, 70% to 80%. So you mentioned the 2 issues that I think will be still strong issues right up to Election Day in November, and that is Roe v. Wade, because that's activating women of all ages, and gun rights, which is activating young people, parents, anyone who cares, as you say, about kids. If you want to talk about family values, it starts there. So I think those 2 alone will energize voters to get out there in November. That's what it'll take for Democrats to win.
Don Jorgensen, thanks so much for being with us. It's good to talk with you. Appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure.
Bet. Well, from the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. We'll be back to talk with the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Mike Bryan will be with us to talk about what's happening now with the DGT. That's all after these messages.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here is Michael Berland of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's go. What's happening with the Democrats of Greater Tucson come tomorrow, or well, day after tomorrow, Monday?
Yes, on Monday we're hosting Kirsten Engel, who's running for Congress in CD6. She has a primary coming up in August. And in fact, you can see Kirsten on Monday live and ask questions, interact with her. And you can look at our video library where we have her competitor also on recorded video. So it's a great way to get to know the candidates before you cast your ballot in August.
You know, that's amazing because the Democrats of Greater Tucson make it so easy not only for you to participate because you're going to ask questions of your guest and you can question them about why they run or what they said yesterday compared to what they say today. And it's amazing how easy that is and the numbers of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who now are online every Monday with you have tripled, quadrupled, and are literally 10 times what they were before. It's an amazing success story, Michael.
It's true. A lot of people have heard of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, and they think of a luncheon meeting with a candidate. But since the pandemic, we've had to kind of change gears. We've gone mostly virtual. And so now you can log into Zoom, go to the DGT.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can sign up for the Zoom appearance of our presented candidates. And now we have two additional programs that we're pursuing. We have the DGT Salons, which present in the afternoons or the early evenings, as opposed to at noon, where our normal our regular meetings are from 12 to 1 on Mondays, we now have salons, which instead of focusing on a candidate, focus on issues that are of interest and immediate newsworthiness. So, for instance, this coming Thursday at 6 p.m., June 9th, we have a DGT salon presenting on women's rights being under threat currently in America. We have a great presenter and attorney, Diane Post, who has a long career of representing constitutional clients. And our other program is the DGT Happy Hours, which we have once a month. We have one coming up on June 15th on Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Brother John's Barbecue. And so you can get together live as well as virtually and enjoy your fellow Democrats.
You're the founder of Arizona Blog. It's an amazing success story. And what the Washington Post calls the best blog in all of Arizona. Let me ask you, the doom and gloom that is, I guess, taken hold of some Democrats, not necessarily all, as Republicans supposedly are running up the numbers, that will come out in November and turn the House into solid red as well as the Senate. What do you say to those people? You're on the ground every day. You see some of this. What do you say to them?
Well, I think a lot of that is expectation based on historical performance. You know, Democrats don't turn out as much in midterm elections. This is a midterm election. But that's not always the case. And I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats. If you go to, as you mentioned, blogforarizona.net, there's an ad for Democrats of Greater Tucson that's permanently on our masthead there. And you can go to DGT from there. But you'll also see that, you know, Republicans are going off the rails. I mean, they're very much in favor of nominating a very extremist candidate to some of these key races, and I think it's going to bite them. You know, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm in the Democratic Party for holding on to our majorities, and if they nominate extremist candidates, which they seem very inclined to do. I mean, Trump just nominated the extremist Blake Masters here in Arizona for Senate. This is a guy who compares disclosing his campaign donors to Kristallnacht, in which the Nazis attacked the Jews. I mean, the guy is wildly inappropriate. He's never run for office before. He's the toady of a billionaire, Peter Thiel. He runs the family office for him. He basically handles Thiel's billions. That's how he made his millions. And, you know, Trump nominated this guy who's a bomb thrower and a novice. You know, if somebody like Blake Masters gets nominated, you know, I think there's a lot of conservatives and a lot of independents in this state that are going to look at this guy and go, no, thanks. We don't want that. We want steady leadership in the interests of Arizona's, which Mark Kelly has provided for the past 2 years. He's doing a great job. And I think, you know, largely the electorate's going to recognize those facts. And it comes down to those key races. You know, and I think we're going to have our enthusiasm really high, and the Republicans are going to be dispirited by the extremists that their party is recommending for them.
And then I hear about these two lady candidates for governor, Robeson and, of course, Lake. Totally, I mean, bat dung crazy. I mean, seriously. And I'll say that. I mean, I've certainly been married to a woman, and I have three daughters, and I love women, and yeah, I respect them, and they're always smarter than I am. But I'm going to tell you, these two ladies are not qualified for any public office anywhere, any place, any time. And yet they're running for governor. One of them may be the Republican nominee. But, I mean, you just can't listen to them without saying to yourself, oh, my God. Oh my God!
Carrie Lake is a scarily extreme person. She actually wants to have the state of Arizona arrest and jail and deport, and apparently even use the Army National Guard or the state National Guard to enforce border law. You know, it's completely against the Constitution. It would throw chaos into the country. And that's the sort of thing that they're in favor of. And you know, she's consistently claimed that, you know, of course, you know, that Trump won the election in 2020, which is absolute nonsense. I mean, even their own faux audit found that, you know, Biden won more votes than even the that were counted in the election. So, you know, she's really off the rails. I would be really surprised, in fact, if Taylor Robeson actually captured the nomination, and it would indicate to me that the more traditional faction, the establishment Republicans, were able to steer them back into a little bit safer waters. I mean, Robeson is an extremist on border issues, but she's not nuts. Carrie Lake is nuts.
Thank you for your comments, and I appreciate them. And you have 10 seconds to invite people to the Democrats of Greater Tucson for Monday. Go ahead.
Oh, please do. Come on down to thedgt.org. That's thedgt.org, or you can Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. And you'll see our events page. Click on that, and you can sign up for Kristen Engel for Congress on the 6th, Monday the 6th, at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. via Zoom. Love to see you there.
Michael
and
Glenn.
You don't have to be a member.
Indeed. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
My
the
pleasure,
receding paid for by the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here with me on this Saturday to talk politics. back next Saturday from 3 to 4. And the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. Thank you, Mike Emery, for your sponsorship. Best auto repair mechanic.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Welcome to Omega Automotive.
My name is Dave, and I'm here for my Mercedes-Benz oil change.
Please put on a mask provided for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Step over to our iris scan.
What?
Got it.
What the heck?
Now turn right for the body scan.
I just came for an oil change. What is this?
And now a blood sample.
What the?
Raise your right arm.
I do not want this.
Done.
Hey,
I can see that you're very upset, Dave.
What are you doing?
We will now perform a soul scan.
What? What do you mean a soul scan?
Now the procto exam.
What?
Please lean forward.
I'm out of here!
Stat alert. Warning.
Hopefully this is not where our world is heading. At Perfection Auto Works, we still honor your freedom from belts, tires, and brakes to our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650.